In late December 1890, members of the 7th Cavalry attempted to disarm a large group of Chief Spotted Elk's followers they had encircled at Wounded Knee Creek, South Dakota. A shot went off, and the soldiers mowed down the group of largely Native women, children, and elders with rifles and powerful Hotchkiss guns. 25 soldiers were killed by friendly fire as well. Later investigations showed fleeing survivors were chased down and killed where they stood. The following year, 20 U.S. soldiers received the Medal of Honor for gallantry at Wounded Knee, but top brass, including Major General Nelson A. Miles, condemned the incident as, quote, the most abominable military blunder and a horrible massacre of women and children. Efforts to revoke the medals gained momentum starting in 1990, the centennial of the incident. But in a video posted to his X account last week, Secretary Hegseth said the 20 soldiers who fired upon the Lakota natives will not have their medals revoked.
We're making it clear that they deserve those medals. This decision is now final, and their place in our nation's history is no longer up for debate.
We'll continue to fight to get these medals rescinded.
Oglala Sioux Tribal President Frank Starr comes out as a descendant of Spotted Elk and a Marine veteran of the Gulf War and Mogadishu. He says he's not surprised by Hegseth's decision, but it still speaks to the indifference of those who don't know their history.
It's despicable, it's untruthful, and insulting to our people.
In a press release, the Oglala Sioux tribe says descendants of those scarred by Wounded Knee have served honorably in every U.S. conflict from World War I to Afghanistan. And every year, an annual memorial ride is held to honor those killed at Wounded Knee. Again, Frank Starr comes out.
This is history. This is something that our people are traumatized with, and we have to live with that. And I keep saying this every time I go to Washington to advocate, not only for the Oglala Sioux tribe and tribes nationwide. You know, we were never dealt a fair hand.
Meanwhile, the National Congress of American Indians has also denounced Hegseth's decision and are calling on the U.S. Congress to pass what's called the Remove the Stain Act, so that, quote, the nation's highest honor fulfills its namesake by reflecting courage, not cowardice and cruelty. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.